Hello, my name is Shani Tarragon, and welcome to Torah Timacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying the final chapter of Sefer Kohelet, Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. I hope you're all wondering by now whether or not Kohelet is going to share with us whether or not there is some meaning in this world. Well, we began in Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, to discuss the possibility of the philosophy again of Yirat Elokim, man recognizing that even though he should maximize his efforts in this world, he simultaneously should appreciate that there are numerous factors beyond him. Perek Yud Bet continues the theme by urging man to recognize Hashem, recognizing Elohim, universal God, while he still enjoys life, and not only once his life has become frustratingly difficult. Pasuk Yud Aleph teaches us that one may as well remember his creator, Uzachorat Borecha b'mei b'chorotecha, ad asher lo yabo yamei hara'a, b'yiyu shanim asher tomar ein li b'hem chifetz. Remember your creator in the days of your youth before those days of darkness, those evil days come, wherein you're no longer going to have any pleasure in this world. Kohelet highlights the evanescence of youth by describing the two stages of dark days that follow. First, man experiences dusk, old age. Kohelet is going to employ analogies to graphically depict the dilapidation of the human body that accompanies old age. These days are referred to as dark because of the dimming of one's senses, which actually make the world around him seem dark. This continued dilapidation indicates to man that his sun is about to set completely. That's when, by Pasuk Hey, the funeral homes know it's time to volunteer their services. Recognize that you, even in your youthful days, should remember the consequences, because the days are going to come, Pasuk Bet, Ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh va-or va-yareach va-kochavim, because the sun, the light, the moon, the stars will be darkened, a reference to the gradual declining of man's eyesight, v'shavu ha-vim achar ha-geshem, and then the clouds return after the rain. What a perfect depiction for cataracts. Bayom she'azu shomrei ha-bayit, after the eyes go dim, then the next step is that the Shomrei Habayit, literally the keepers of the house, one's bones start to tremble. V'taftu anshei hachayil, even the strong men, your spine starts to become crooked. And all of a sudden, it looks as if grandparents are shrinking, but really the spine is just bending. Uvatlu hatochanot. After the bones start to fail, the next step are the grinders. The grinders stop working. These are the teeth, kimi etu. This is before modern orthodontics, and wherein the teeth would fall out, the chashchu ha-ro'ot barubot, and then even those who would see through the darkened chimneys, even they cannot see anymore. In other words, then everyone loses their eyesight entirely. Pasuk Dalet, Besugru Delatayim Bashuk Bishval Kol HaTachana. And then the doors not just of the marketplace, but the doors of one's body. The mouth closes because the tachana, the grinders, have stopped working. Ve'akom l'kol hatipor v'yishachu kol benot hashir. And then even one starts up at the voice of a bird and the daughters of music stop to sing. In other words, then the last of the senses, the singing, the talking, and as well. Gam migavoa yira'u v'chatchatim baderech v'yena'itz ha-shaked v'yistabel ha-chagav v'tafer ha-ebyona. And yes, these are the terrors that come to everything. Even the almond tree shall blossom, the grasshopper drags itself along. And the caperberry also fails, because man goes to his final home. Ki olecha dam al beit olamo v'sabavu b'shuk ha-softim. Nature attests even to the fact that every man dies, and then the mourners come out. Ad asher lo yiratek chebel ha-kesef, v'tarut gulat ha-zahav, and that's not even the last stage. The last stage. Psukim Vav and Zayin describe the setting scene. Death, with both words of ad and ad. Pasuk Vav extends the analogies of the first part of the perek. The dilapidation reaches the breaking point in which the body capitulates. Man disintegrates completely. His earthen component returns to its source, and its spirit returns to God. Ad asher lo yirateik chevel hakesef, before the silver cord is snapped asunder. As we know, the first thing to decompose after death is one's cartilage, which means that then all the vertebrae are going to snap, v'tarut gulat hazahav, and then his golden bowl, his skull, is going to shatter and come off, v'tishaver kad al ha-mabu, and then the pitcher is broken at the fountain. In other words, the skin decomposes, and everything inside is going to fall. That's how the family relatives knew after 12 months of the decomposition of the physical body, it was time to put the galgal, the stone, on the burial cave. On the last stages is when the dust returns to earth as it was. Baharuach, the same. Afar and the Ruach that we saw the cycles of at the beginning of Parak Aleph, we go back to them now. The spirit returns. El Elokim Asher Nitana. Note the polar contrast between this Pasuk and what we saw in Parak Gimel, Psukim Yutzed and Chaf, where Kohelet rejected the possibility of basing man's significance in the belief that his spirit rises to God after death. At that point, Kohelet recognized only corroboratory beliefs as a basis for determining life's course. After Parak Yud Aleph, however, Kohelet now feels comfortable, relying even on what he cannot absolutely prove. Just as there are so many factors beyond hurricanes, beyond even if I clap my hands in Taiwan, there could be a thunderstorm in Texas. He realizes no one can figure out those patterns. So too, we can figure out the patterns of the wind. We don't know the patterns of man's cycle. Man failed to significantly alter the earth from which they originate and to which they inevitably return. Their spirit returns to God and continues, he realizes, and this becomes the pasuk that establishes our belief in Olam Haba. Then there must be something. Something happens to this wind. Something happens to the spirit. It continues. It continues with Elohim, the same God that formed it. And now Pasuk Chet returns to the categorical denial made by the first Pasuk of the Sefer. Havel havalim amar ha-kohelet ha-kol havel. Some modern scholars even want to claim that the end of the Sefer is really Pasuk Zayin, the end of the book, man goes back in a cycle, the end. Havel havalim amar kohelet ha-kol havel. You see, everything really is ephemeral. Everything is vanity of vanities. And yet Pasuk Tet tells us, wait, there still is hope, biyoter. And therefore we believe, no, this is Shlomo's conclusion. This is what Kohelet wants to teach us. There is a yitaron, but we're going to be shocked because what is the first yitaron? What is the advantage that man should gain in life despite the fact that it's ephemeral, despite the fact that it's havel, that it's like vapor? Biyoter, wait, there is something that you gain. Shaya Kohelet Chacham. Take a look at Kohelet. He was a wise person. Odli madat ta'am vi'izin v'chiker tikein mishalim harbe. He taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered, he sought out. He, we know, established numerous proverbs found in Sefer Mishlei, found in Shir Hashirim, found here in Kohelet. In other words, wisdom is something that perpetuates. Wisdom is something that lasts. And Bikesh Kohelet Lemso Devrei Chayvetz, Bekatuv Yosher Devrei Emet, we said that everyone has forgotten. Look, we remember Kohelet by virtue of the fact that we have a whole Sefer wherein Kohelet sought to find out words of delight. They were written words of truth. Here we find that we understand and appreciate now that man needs to realize that there is a yitaron, there's an advantage to knowledge beyond what he can independently cognate. In other words, it seems that even though there are consequences beyond our cognizance, wisdom does have a purpose. More than just being wise, Kohelet appreciated this point. He revealed it to others through the Sfarim, the Proverbs that he wrote. Proverbs often relate truths non-inducible through pure logic. Although Kohelet sought to satisfy man's subjective drive for personal gratification, he determined and recorded something more comprehensive, objective truth. He wrote down, Bekatuv Yosher Divrei Emet, words of wisdom are a value and they're worth collecting. Divrei Chachamim Kedarbonot, Ukamas Mirot Nituim Valea Supot Nitunu Miro Echad. The words of the wise are like pegs. They're nails well fastened, and therefore they're given even from one shepherd, which Chazal explain as the words of the Torah given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and discussed by Balei Asufo, by Talmidei Chachamim, who sit in circles and discuss these ideas. One needs to realize, he says, Pasuk Yud, that there really are wonderful words of wisdom. They're a value. They're worth collecting. But at the same time, you have to recognize that there's something beyond. Pasuk Yud Bet, V'yoter Mehema. Beneath his hair, there is something even greater than wisdom, which we already know really from downplaying the role of the wise man. Beneath his hair, life can't just be about wisdom. Because my son, be careful. Asot svarim harbe in kates velat karbe yigiat basar. Because I see that making books, there's no end to it. Studying, there is that's going to weary out the flesh. In other words, the realization that man should direct his pursuits beyond ideas derived through wisdom. He should not devote his energy solely to developing and disseminating his own wisdom, because there's no end to this, and that can't be the goal of life. It can't just be to publish books. It can't just be to put out another thesis. There must be more. Yoter mihema. And yes, there is. Pasuk Yud-Gimel. Sof davar hakol nishma. The end is all that's heard. What we conventionally understand this pasuk to mean is that his sof davar, his conclusion, is going to be encapsulating the point made by the last two sections regarding pleasure and wisdom, respectively. Both wisdom and pleasure need to be appreciated within the broader context of recognition of God and his will as objective, if not always humanly cognitive, truth. A reflection of its veracity is the fact that we will be judged for our acceptance and observance of it. Ki et kol maaseh helokim yaviv ha-mishpat, al kol ne'alam, im tov ve'im ra. If we understand the juxtaposition of Psukim Yud-Gimel Yud-Dalet, then we understand that he's actually bringing us back to the beginning of the speech of the Yirei Elokim from Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf, Gam b'madach ha-melech al tekalel, u'v'chadrei mishkavcha al tekalel ashir, ki of ha-shamayim yolich et ha-kol u'val k'nafayim yagid davar. In the end, everything that we say, sof tavar, everything that we say, even as a secret, even in the privacy of our bedroom, hakol nishma, there are going to be consequences to every action, to every thought, to every speech. Et halukim yira. And this all proves that there are factors beyond us. It's not just a little bird in a tree. It's God who hears, and therefore man should live his life more than pursuing pleasure and wisdom, with fearing God, with obeying his commandments. This is the universal edict and meaning for man. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Ki et kol maaseh elokim yaviv b'mishpat. Because eventually, maybe in a day, maybe in a year, maybe when your spirit returns to God, there's going to be judgment, even with regard to hidden things, even for those covert actions that were done. Im tov ve'im ra, both the good and the bad. Kohelet concludes that there is a message in this world. It's not haval havalim. In the end, Yirat Elokim wins out. It's the fear of God that enables us in this world already to connect to something beyond just the natural phenomena that we see, appreciating that the same cycles with which we began, that seem to be so predictable, that seem to be mundane and cyclical, in fact, they're anything but that. If we look at the milim manchot, the repetitive words throughout the Sefer, we noted the words ani, ani, even the verbs ani ra'iti, tell us that if we focus on ourselves, tachat hashemesh, the other milim manchot, that's under the sun, that's in this world. The yitaron, the other milim mancha that we're searching for, what is the gain, what is the profit? It's not about ani. It's about connecting to what's endless and eternal, and that's Elokim. So if I connect to what's endless and eternal already in this world, then my spirit will then continue way beyond the mortal, the physical, the corporeal aspects of man die. They'll continue in another world. And therefore, what we find is that the Yitaron HaSofi, what is that eventual Yitaron? We saw that Perek Aleph introduced the door and the Shemesh and the Ruach and the Yam, the solid, the liquid, the energy, the gas. And we recognize that, yeah, they look to be very cyclical, but actually we can't necessarily understand all of them. That's what Perek Yud Aleph came to tell us, that Shomer Ruach Lo Yizra, Shlach Lach Machal Pnei Hamayim, Matok Ha'or Lerota Tashemesh, Katzamim Bebeta and Hamleya, relating to man and sun and wind and water. And in the end, it really is all about Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Tet. It's about Yoter Shaya, Kohelet Chacham, Odli Madata Ta'am. There's more than that. And there's even more. Yoter Mehema B'ni Hizaher Asot Svarim Harbei. There's more than wisdom and pleasure that one can definitely benefit. But what is the only attribute, the only pursuit that also offers a long-term effect? The answer to that is Yirat Elokim. May we successfully follow Kohelet's path of recognizing the limits of our control and understanding the legitimacy and centrality of the norms expressed to us as God's will. When we recite Sefer Kohelet, as Be'ezrat Hashem will do over this upcoming holiday of Sukkot, we don't end with the last pasuk of Im Tov V'Im Ra, because when we read a Megillah in a public forum, we want to end on a positive note. We don't want to think about the consequences of the evil actions. So instead, we go back to the previous Pasuk, reminding ourselves that in the end, everything is going to be heard. And therefore, Et Elokim Yira V'Et Mitzvotav Shemar Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Chag Sameach. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef, Zechorona Lebracha.